Oh, you said
no.
I?
He should. He you guys should have brought an old St. Chris yearbook.
A what?
We only got one when we graduated.
Okay. Good afternoon. It is 12:58 p.m. I like doing the intro and getting like aggressively closer to YouTube guy. You know, what is up, guys? You're like, I don't understand how they get that voice. You're
the vlog intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The yeah.
Like, what's up, Jake Paulers? How's it going?
Yeah.
Way too overly excited about.
What's up, Moker Gang, Moker Boys, Moker Babes, Moker Bros?
Moker. Welcome back to episode 6.
Moker Army.
Of our four-part series.
Nick Crompton Vlogs.
Of our four-part series. It's like a well-researched true crime.
Yeah, and we have to present it like over and over again every week. And
WBZ Chicago. Public radio. I'm Ira Glass.
I'm Ira Glass. I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota, the homeland of Prince.
These headphones don't work, right?
Are they not working for you?
Oh. You just can't
try
hear
that?
Me?
Oh, there we go.
You can't hear me?
Little button.
Yeah, now I can hear
you. Can you not hear me at all?
I can hear you.
That's because you're whispering. No, he's doing NPR talk.
We should all talk in a sensual whisper.
No.
For the rest of it.
That's something, that makes everybody it's like a uncomfortable.
Phone call. Like the phone call, the late night commercials. I saw one of those for the first time in a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah, when you're, like, watching Comedy Central after 11.
Yeah.
And it becomes Adult Swim?
Mm-hmm.
Comedy Central doesn't Cartoon Network?
The Cartoon Network.
I said Comedy Central.
Cartoon Network.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they're putting up the whole,
yeah, but
call us at this number. Make your fantasies come true. And I mean, like, it's cool. I don't get how anyone finds an appeal with that.
Yeah, I'm actually stunned really that people still call in the phone sex lines. That's really hilarious.
You have to be really lonely.
What if they, like, every call center, they've just outsourced it to India? And I'm actually, I'll probably end that right there.
But yeah, we could have gone on that. We could have.
What are you wearing? I am wearing
khakis.
Yeah, it's just the dude.
Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
Gerald?
This is the first time I've seen that ad in years.
What, Jake from State Farm?
Yes.
I don't, like, this, like, self-aware advertising is the worst. Like, the way they got the T-Mobile guy or whatever to be
the Sprint guy.
That's really funny. Like, these different brands are beefing really funny in their commercials. It's war.
That was really funny when they stole the guy.
I like honestly have zero recollection of that guy. I have zero recollection of the Can You Hear Me ads.
Yeah, I don't really pay that much attention to them unless they're Geico.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. It's like Geico will, like, every year now do the vote on your favorite Geico commercial. Throughout the years, and they like air the classics or whatever. I don't know.
The one
I don't even watch it's only during sports.
Yeah, the one I remember is the gecko with a chainsaw. That's all I remember.
Gecko with a chainsaw.
Before the gecko, they had the stack of money with the googly eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes the caveman. I feel caveman's like a classic.
Caveman, yeah. Watching. I like the caveman.
Mm.
I like the caveman because I think in a few years, if I stop shaving, I could play the part. I could act as the caveman.
Did they do a Super Bowl ad?
Probably. They spend, like, the most money out of any company on advertising.
I didn't really watch the Super Bowl ads. But did you hear Mr. Peanut died?
Well, no. Well, yes, we did. We were talking about this immediately, but they had to cancel that because Kobe died and nobody else could die that day. Because they were going to have a fake funeral for him and stuff. And then he was reborn as baby Peanut.
Like, oh, Phoenix.
We already hit this. It's like, so they were gonna have it's just a baby Yoda, but a commercial.
So they were going to have a Peanut funeral when the day Kobe died.
Yeah, but that would have been insensitive.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Why'd Kobe
not the day, that? I think it hit the Super Bowl.
Kobe.
They had planned to. Yeah. Jeez, Kobe. take some flying lessons.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, people Kobe, die every day. Kobe just was
flying
Kobe.
A helicopter.
That would have been in the news anyways, though, if it wasn't.
That's
Kobe.
That's a cold take. People die every day.
Even if it was just 9 random people, that if they go down in a helicopter, that's making national news.
Yeah,
but I still think they would have done the peanut thing.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't Kobe,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah,
and that's Choppa.
NLE. Choppa.
What?
NLE Choppa.
Yeah. Is that what I would be listening to on Spotify if everybody could see what I was listening to?
NLE's mixtape was too fire.
No, I like
or
the
Young Boy.
I like the Apple.
NBA Young Boy and NLE Choppa.
Not even like for being contrarian or whatever, but I like that nobody could see anything that I do on the Apple Music thing. The social media aspect of Spotify makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I know.
I guess if you're, like, talking to a girl or whatever, you could already know what they listen to. Like, that just seems weird. I don't know. It's like a screenshot of somebody listening to, I don't know, like, Bruno Mars or whatever, like a breakup song, and it's just like, are you okay, man? It's like that stuff.
Last night, actually, I was listening, I had Ariana Grande's Thank You Next on for a Snapchat that I was sending somebody. And today in math class, Johnny Calver comes up to me. He's like, hey, why are you listening to Ariana Grande? It's like, okay, first of all.
That's like crossing
the
line.
It's like borderline invasion of privacy. Second of all, why does it matter that I'm listening to Ariana Grande, even if I was listening to Ariana Grande?
I'm like repulsed by personal nature of some of the stuff that has been said on here, because I heard a particular kid today talk about another kid in our class and like speculated that he had a house in Hawaii because he sees these photos on his things and they're in the same background and stuff and whatever. And I was like, that scared the crap out of me. It's like, there are just people who are on your social media or whatever who have these weird mental pictures of like piecing together puzzle pieces and stuff and knowing weird details about your personal life, and they like actually care about it or whatever. That's horrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
There's something actually demented about caring that much about.
You can find people easily.
Yeah, but it's like a nosy kid or whatever doesn't even have to talk to you. You just have a collection of crap out there.
And it's weird. You're like, sometimes there'll be moments when I see people out in public, I'm like, I know that person. But
you avoid
and
them.
And, you know, chances are, I follow them, they probably follow me back. They might know who I am. So it's that weird, like, just kind of looking at each other, but, like, no one's going to say anything.
Yeah. Well, the best is when you don't really know somebody, but you individually know each other's names.
Yeah.
That's always funny.
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes you know even, like, a lot about them.
Yeah.
From the social media. So it's weird.
Huh. I'm like checked out on the social media. I might get on though over Zizek. I might just have to watch Zizek's Instagram comments.
You saw my content. Instagram video I sent of Slavoj
Zizek.
Talking about how the dog. How he's his never mind.
Yeah. I liked he was getting pissed about that helicopter.
At the Kobe?
No, there was like a helicopter flying over Slavoj Zizek while he was doing an interview, and he was just like, drop the bums, like he was doing his whole thing. Drop the bums. I think when you do your impression, you have to get more aggressive with the S lisp. It's like, I realize, like, every word he says pretty much has a lisp on it. It's really nuts. This is this guy we
worship.
Mm-hmm. In an almost, like, post-ironic way or whatever.
And Jack, it's been nuts.
That was, like, a really, really strange way of doing that. I mean, you bent over the trash can, tilted your head, so I guess you didn't have to touch the gum, which would be the goal. But the motion itself was pretty, like, dejected or whatever.
Looked like you were sucking on a lollipop.
What? All I did was open my mouth and let gravity do the work.
I was so sad. I was at a restaurant on Saturday, and they had dum-dums, you know, in a little bowl. And the girls working, the hostesses or whatever, were like about our age. And they were all standing there and stuff. And the way it was, it would have been, I would have had to really reach to get a dum-dum or whatever. And I didn't, I don't know why. It just, in that moment, I was ashamed to really want a dum-dum. And then on my way out, I was like, well, I'll just get it on my way out. But somebody was checking into the restaurant. They were standing right in front of the dum-dum. So I would have had to like stick my hand in between the couple to grab a dum-dum. I don't know. I liked lollipops.
These are our problems. You know, I left, really wanted a dum-dum.
Well, I could have just gotten one, but I couldn't get it, you know?
Yeah.
Tootsie Pops are always better. The big ones. The gum or the chocolate
Mr.
on the inside.
The gum blows.
I don't like
no
the
pun
actual
intended.
Tootsie Pop part.
The gum blows.
I like those are good.
It's like, it's like,
I think it's
friggin' Bubble King or whatever, double bubble gum in the middle of it. Like, it's crappy bubble gum.
I think it's fun. I like the gum. I'm not a connoisseur of gum.
You get 10 seconds out of it. Well, sugar-free gum, like, you could basically chew it as long as you want. Gum with sugar dies either, like, in literally seconds or in, like, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's some good gum that like lasts like 20 minutes for me.
I don't sugar gum? Sugar. A gumball? You got it out of a gumball machine. BS. It lasted you that long.
No. Just like something you pick up from the store.
Jack McCarthy is in the building.
Jack Max, it's my time to leave then.
Yeah, but is it like sugar bubble gum or whatever? No, it's sugar-free gum. Like I could chew a stick of gum like literally for hours.
No, Jack, don't use that one. That one's bad. You can use this one. I'm leaving.
Bro, the right. Boss might take it at the
two,
top
two,
of the thing.
You know what really sucks? You know what really sucks is bubblegum ice cream. Yeah, thank you, Pearson, for
thanks, Pearson.
Sup.
Yeah, Jack McCarthy back. I don't even know if this is three times.
It was kind of just like I saw Jack Sullivan. You had him on.
Yeah, like if you have that guy
I listened
in there.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, you could do
I think
this.
I don't know if I texted you or I snapped you. I was
you
like,
Snapchatted me. Very demanding. I almost, in letting you be here, I almost let you alpha me in a way, and I didn't want to let you have that victory.
So you tried to have the alpha last night. You're like, this is the time you'll come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to return it. Like, yeah, so you'll be there at lunch. No, I was thinking about you the other day because for some reason Splunk got an ad in the Super Bowl, and I don't even know why, but Splunk was just the fake, just basically like the company that we used to fill in the blank company at some point. I don't even remember when.
Oh.
There's some,
yeah.
Something with Splunk.
Probably.
Fill in the blank company.
Would you go spelunking?
Spelunking's, yeah.
I went to a cave this summer. No, I did. Yeah, I can't
do
that.
Well,
no, I'm saying one could.
I don't know. Like,
you can move the mic.
Never mind. I was going to say there's something related to spelunking, but I don't know if I can say it on air.
Stalactites, stalagmites?
What?
No. Oh, yeah, you probably can't.
Yeah.
If I can, like, even remotely figure out what your joke would have been, yeah, you probably can't say that on the air.
It wasn't even a joke.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm imagining. You do a particular type of spelunking, if you know what I mean, like that type of thing.
No, I'll tell you off air.
Oh, it's always off air. No, wait, what were we, where were we? Bubblegum.
Bubblegum,
oh yeah, this
dumb,
taco
dumb.
Place. So the taco place lost your ticket.
So what? Yeah.
What the heck is up with the taco place? The taco place literally is called the Coffee House. They don't serve coffee.
Well, actually, I believe on their like TVs they have inside, they're called Tea Korea, like Taqueria, but Tea Korea because they have teas.
They have like boba tea,
yeah,
and tacos.
Weird combo though.
Yeah, that's sus.
Boba tea,
it's like the weirdest type of fusion.
Yeah, I know. That's like Asian fusion on steroids.
Yeah. I just like that they have an update. Yeah, I guess they haven't updated the sign, but like everything in there. I went in there once, didn't order anything or whatever, but like the kitchen is just like a dude hunched over a rice cooker or whatever, and like the walls have exposed wiring and
I
stuff.
I feel like they just pulled the prices out of their ass. Just like. Yeah.
It's expensive, too, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty
I know.
Sure it's expensive.
What's a taco running at?
Tacos are actually pretty, like...
They're cheap?
They're $2.50, but then, like, boba is like $5 and it's like half ice. You know what I mean? When they do the little
trickery.
Yeah.
That's top 10 of my pet peeves. Sometimes I'm like, actually, can I have no ice in that?
Yeah.
Just because I want more of the drink, and then
I'll
drink a little bit of it and then see if I can get like
some ice.
I like to roll with the light ice at Starbucks if you're getting an ice drink. That sort of thing's good. I do that at the fountain though. I'll do light ice, especially if you're gonna spread it out. If it really melts, it stinks.
That's
too much ice sucks.
I've never actually had that problem though.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll like forget about a drink.
But there's loads of times that I don't put ice in my drink.
I never put ice in a fountain drink.
Yeah.
One
I used to be
one
in that
because way. Half the time is. I'm not thinking about the ice, and I'm trying to decide what drink I want to get.
Oh, okay.
And then I instantly go for the drink, and then you don't want to put in ice after.
Yeah,
you already have a drink, right? Then it splashes everywhere.
Yeah. No, there's no...
You can't... There's no
it's
going
like
back.
Cereal
it's a cereal milk situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So then,
spot on.
So then I don't do it. And then the other times is, apparently they just use nasty water for ice cubes, I heard.
Yeah, ice
it's just like
makers are supposedly
water.
One of like the dirtiest places in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah, after your mom's seat.
Ew. That was good. I think you could always appreciate a good your mom joke.
Off air, I wouldn't. I don't know if I would have said seat.
Yeah. God, we're really. The boba thing though, that's a barrier of entry that I just can't.
Can't cross.
Cross, yeah.
But you're so with your sparkling water.
You think that I would be a boba guy?
I don't know.
Well, the sparkling water is like
I don't even know what the implications
are. Were you,
are.
Sparkling were you water, ahead of
the gateway drink?
Is it because you were ahead of the trend on sparkling water? You feel like you're allowed to enjoy it now?
Or it's your own thing? I think it's a gateway drink.
I don't think that it's my own thing, but
I think it's a beta drink. It's a half drink.
Sparkling
water?
Either have water. Or have something like...
Or have soda.
What, is regular water not good enough for you, or are you trying to lose weight because
you
drink
soda? I drink water, too. It's like a beta drink.
I think it's a gateway
drink.
I
agree, though, too. That's what I hate about it.
Like, what, do you need?
It got you into coconut water.
Something?
It did get me
into
coconut water. I've been doing coconut waters now, too. No, I don't like that it's like the other kids who drink LaCroix now, like, I don't want to be lumped into that gang. It has
so you switch to bubbly. Yeah. You think you're edgy. You think you're edgy going to the cheaper version.
Stuff actually sucks.
You're like, I will make myself suffer just so I don't look like everyone else.
No, like literally not. My mom, I hate it. I don't like it.
What about San Pellegrino?
That's bougie.
Or Perrier.
I like the Perrier. San Pellegrino, too much bubbles for me. I like LaCroix.
You know what hits different? The like lemon San Pellegrinos.
Yeah.
Those things.
You only get those at like a backyard party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or like an eighth grade grad party.
Nobody just buys those. If somebody had those in their fridge, I would have serious questions.
Or they're in like those
the blood orange.
You know,
one
like
too.
The nice basements when people like their mom like sets like the mini fridge up, and there's like
there's a foosball table.
There's like candies down there. Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be San Pellegrino blood orange.
Yeah.
The dad drives a Porsche.
Yeah.
He sports with his daughter's friends.
Whoa.
He's 65. He's on pills.
Marriage issues.
Yeah, wife's just wasted all day.
She's on Ambien.
Yeah, doesn't even know what's going on.
Whew.
Nice fridge, though. Nice fridge.
Hey, yes.
Good drinks.
New car. Woo.
Those San Pellegrinos do that thing to your teeth, like when you... I was talking
to
Sonny D.
It's like Sonny D.
Yeah, your teeth are sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just feel all gravelly afterwards because the sugar eats away at the enamel.
Yeah.
I want to get back into Sonny D, though.
No.
Why not? They probably make it with less sugar now.
No.
It's just a crazy drink. It's just orange syrup with a bit of water to dilute it.
I know, but if I, like, I could see myself being, you know, like, it's like that mindfulness app in their whole marketing thing is 10% happier or whatever. I think I'd be 10% happier if I drank a Sunny D every 10% morning.
10% is a...
You'd also,
if I drank
a
Sunny D
amount.
Every morning. It's like a bold move to drink a Sunny D every morning.
You also
you
might weigh 10%
such a
more.
Hard crash. Yeah. Like, every day, 10
no,
a.m.,
I
would, you
would
just
be...
That's probably, what, like 60, 70 grams of sugar in a Sunny D?
Probably.
Yeah, you'd probably weigh 10% more as well.
I don't think sugar does anything to me.
Why?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But you got the sugar tooth.
I do have a sweet tooth. I like the taste. I like mouth feel. Yeah, like I like mouth taste good, feel good. You know? You have a sweet tooth? You like sweets or whatever?
You know what I like? I like gummies. I do. I'm a gummy person.
Gummies.
You like toss, you know, oh, those, what are they like?
Peach rings?
How the
Yeah. It's a pretty popular gummy.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's exactly
a good
what
guess.
I was thinking,
yeah.
though.
You did a ring with your
that's
hand.
That's good. That's
those
amazing.
Are my favorite
but
gummies.
You know what I don't like?
There's only like, the only other option is apple rings in that situation.
The Haribo peach rings
and if
are
you,
on point.
I went to the Haribo factory in
English,
France.
English and Irish Haribo jellies yeah. are better than the American version.
You ever do Basset jelly babies?
Yeah, no, I brought my brothers back a bunch of stuff. I went to the factory in France.
The thing
to
is,
the home of Haribo.
I'm not a big chocolate guy. Not
you
a big
like chocolate?
Chocolate guy. I can't eat chocolate by itself.
It's
unless it's white
Irish.
Chocolate. I like white chocolate.
Like, I don't think they... It's like, you don't... I can't imagine... It's like, chocolate isn't like an Irish thing.
Dude, you ever do Battenberg?
Dude, it's chocolate. Everybody likes... like,
no, like, everybody likes chocolate, but there's like...
It is an American thing just to be obsessed with chocolate, I
yeah.
feel like.
You ever do Battenberg?
Hmm?
It's like these little...
I love chocolate.
British
though.
Cakes... They're good. Or what else? What else do we get?
Anything being like a regional or like international snack makes it
taste better.
Yeah, there's something about that. Like, oh, these are the Japanese
yeah.
Kit Kats.
Japanese Kit Kats, dude.
The green tea.
The
ones.
The different flavors. Whatever that Japanese drink is, where you pop the ball through.
That one's great. You get that at Yuki Sushi.
So actually,
my
there,
parents.
There's
treat
one
me.
Time we. Sorry, not to interrupt. But
no, shoot.
I just saw your Yu-Gi-Oh card. True story. There was one time me.
It's not us on that Yu-Gi-Oh!
I know. I'm just saying. I just saw it.
That's ours, though.
Yeah, no, like, I really want to clarify because they don't have any video. They could just think that we have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card with our faces on it. Like, that's like the unwritten joke. Like, yeah, Jack, why are you wearing that swastika shirt right now?
Whoa.
Like, no, but we could do that because it's audio. Yeah.
So, why are you offended? Like,.
Yeah, I don't
cool want to
like imagine
this. This is a
people,
Bakugan podcast.
Come on, don't act like Yu-Gi-Oh is not below
I'm
you.
Like
Nick.
Behind the stuff. No, Yu-Gi-Oh is 100% below me.
Because
I think if you have Yu-Gi-Oh, dude, you actually have to play the card game. Like I've never seen anybody
let me
play.
Continue this story, ready though?
But I don't want people to imagine me like on Photoshop, like making Jack and like getting Jack and my faces onto a Yu-Gi-Oh
for
card,
and,
like thinking of our power-ups.
No, it is 100% their faces on the Yu-Gi-Oh.
They know
card.
That it's not.
No, this is a Bakugan podcast, not Yu-Gi-Oh. We have those
Beyblade.
They're little roller guys.
Yeah,
we have little
action
pop figures.
On the magnet.
Yeah.
No,
we have
say
one
what you're
going to
say.
So
we're
I was at
time.
Chick-fil-A one
that's
day with
awesome
some
idea.
Of my because we were talking about like the international foods, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw that Yu-Gi-Oh card. There was this. I don't know what you'd call him, a trapper, a wannabe rapper, and he was selling...
White
like,
guy?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he was African-American. I think he was, like... He definitely wanted that look, though. But I think he was, like...
I saw Jack Pacific Chick-fil-A one time.
He might... But his name was Yonix Jones, actually.
Whoa.
So, and he...
That's like a name that Mo would literally make
he,
up.
He resold international foods out of his, like, car... And he handed us out, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards with his face on it. But it was, like, a rap Yu-Gi-Oh card.
That was, like, his business card.
Yeah, yeah. And one of it was, like, undeniable swag, like, 100 points or something like that.
That dude is...
I will try and find it. I'll get a picture and I'll send
like,
it
literally
to you.
Literally,
yeah,
get me in contact with the guy. Let's get like, that on that guy on the pod.
Yonix Jones.
Yonix.
I want to get Yonix Jones on the show.
But, yeah, and he literally
that's, like, literally
resold,
hilarious.
Like, Japanese, like, chips out of the back of his car. And was trying to be a little rapper.
He was
that's
hustling.
Genius.
That's a hustle
love
right
that.
There.
No, like that guy's a grinder.
Yeah.
That guy's a Gruden's grinder.
G-I-N-D-R.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was?
No.
Yeah. You ever go to Cost Plus World Market?
Yeah.
That place is cool.
That place.
That's like
that
basically
place.
All that stuff.
My mom only used to bring me there like a couple times of a year. And
yeah.
I
only go there for Christmas stocking stuffers.
I was going in. It always felt like a different world. Like,
yeah.
You needed like a visa to go in
yeah.
there or some
it's
shit.
It's a bazaar.
Yeah.
They have the good food.
It's where you go to get a rug.
I feel like if that's where you wanted to go, find a prostitute, it'd be at the back corner of a Cost Plus in like a back entrance.
Well, the fact that it's
there's
called
a brand, that's a new conspiracy theory. Brothels in the back of Cost Plus.
Yeah, too
World
many people
Market.
Are
we're
saying
like
that, that Mattress Firm is like
yeah,
a front
that
or
is
whatever.
Weird though. That do you see like there's sometimes like mattress like stores very close to each other.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
too many for a small town to have.
There's like a Freakonomics episode about it.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mattress bubble.
Suspect is at least.
My ex believed in that.
Yeah.
Hold on, I don't care, Pearson.
Me on the weekly.
And she what?
She would pitch the mattress yeah. for him.
Congrats on having a girlfriend.
on the weekly.
We get it. She broke up with you.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
HW when you get one.
No, we're just, I'm more interested in like the Epstein.
That thing is, I believe in aliens. I believe in aliens.
You're an aliens exist guy.
Dude, after seeing like, have you watched like the Bob Lazar?
The Bob Lazar thing?
It's just, I mean, I did watch it. And dude, even the US government is coming out with like the Tic Tac video of the.
Yeah, no, I literally think that this is because of the Epstein stuff or whatever. They're like, yeah, aliens exist. Look over here. Like, I think that they're playing into it so that we don't pay attention to other things. That's
the Epstein thing is weird.
The Epstein thing is, like,
that,
really weird.
So
many people.
That's why I was having a debate with Lonnie. I was like, well, actually, he responded by, was Trump, like, close with Epstein? Because that was one thing.
There was a photo of them together a while ago.
But that's the thing.
He was, but he was on the fight logs, and he, like,
listen, I'm a Democrat. I probably
like a party would, lines
I probably
Democrat?
Would. You. No, but, like. Not necessarily,
Pete
actually.
Buttigieg,
I think the Democrats in this year's like selection are trash. But when everybody was saying Hillary Clinton was the lesser of two evils, now all the implications coming out with Epstein, it's like maybe she wasn't. You know what I mean?
I mean,
this is like I might get hate for this saying.
No, like I actually don't think that Trump is in. There's like it's well,
actually,
I actually don't
class.
Even know if we should talk about this, but it's like there's
yeah,
a thing called QAnon that's
yeah.
like. The world leaders or like the deep state or whatever freaked out when Trump got elected because he wasn't supposed to be elected or whatever, and like they couldn't control stuff, and so they've been like, you know, actively going against him or whatever because he's not in their order. All those
one day?
Yeah, we could bring you back on. We never have anything
look
to talk about.
Look into the deep state.
Yeah, no, all well, you know, we'll see. I gotta be, it's a mood thing. But thank you, Jeff McCarthy, for coming on for the third or fourth times. I'm two classrooms over. See you guys Tuesday for Mocha Radio.
Later.
Thank you, Pearson, for hanging out.
Alice, we are the Bakugan Battle Brawlers. What are you gonna do? The odds are stacked against you. Back against the wall. Gotta give it your all. This is the final stand. The power's in your hands.